Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
You remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone. Cause I'm stranded on my own.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. My co-host Jim DeRogatis and I have crammed our brains full of so much music, there's no telling what will bubble up in any given day. When one of us has a song in our head we cannot live without, we add it to our Desert Island Jukebox, songs we would want with us if we got stuck on a desert island. Jim, today you've got a song to add. Can you give us a little hint of what you've got in store for us?
Greg, I am going to play a tune which I do believe is the oldest ever played on any incarnation of Sound Opinions, but also one of the most forward-looking.
Wow, that's intriguing. We're going to hear about that in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, Lemonade Shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. Jim, what song are you adding to the Desert Island Jukebox today?
Greg, I am adding a tune from 1928 called Prove It On Me by the great Ma Rainey, the mother of the blues. Why is Ma Rainey on my mind? Well, like a lot of people stuck in running toward the end of Netflix, I watched Ma Rainey's Black Bottom as soon as it came out. I'm so eager for anything that I can stream that is of quality. The film version of the great August Wilson's play about a recording session in Chicago in 1928. Viola Davis, the great actress, plays Ma Rainey. And of course, Chadwick Boseman, the Black Panther himself, it's his last film role as a member of her band. I didn't know much about Ma Rainey. You know, I'd read the play, I think, back in college. You know, it's a little theatrical. There's a lot of long monologues that go on. So I was welcoming the film version, which takes them out of the studio and out of the rehearsal room in the basement. And you see a little bit of Chicago in the late 20s. You know, and then I dug deep into the history of Ma Rainey. This was a powerful woman who wrote many of her own songs and became a recording artist in the late 20s after first beginning to sing as part of minstrel shows and touring across the South. Much of her catalog that exists, and it can be a little scratchy, a little hard to listen to, is about a raunchy woman who loves sex but is often abused and misused by the men in her life and is angry about that. But the real Ma Rainey, in addition to having this powerhouse voice and this sense of herself, she is the mother of the blues, and don't you forget it. You better address me as such. She was apparently bisexual. And during a visit to Chicago, the police raid this party and find Ma Rainey with being intimate with one of the chorus girls. This is written up in the Chicago Defender, the great African-American newspaper in the 20s. She thus became a queer culture icon. Even though many of her songs are about men, there is one that looms large in her catalog, again, recorded 1928 in Chicago, that is called Prove It On Me. And Ma is talking about something she wants the whole world to know, and they may not like knowing this. She was out last night with a bunch of her girls. She got in a fight. Everything seemed to go wrong. I look up to my surprise. The gal I was with was gone. They say, I do it. Ain't nobody caught me. Sure, got to prove it on me. This is a woman who in 1928, for loving another woman, could not come out of the closet, but is doing it on a record. And what I love about Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, the film, is the recording studio. You know, she is obstinate and devilish and playful, and she has a nephew who stutters, but she wants him on the record doing the introduction. And it goes through 6 or 8 or 10 takes, and he stutters and he ruins it every time. This is not like you and me hitting record on the digital recorder on Sound Opinions. They are cutting with a needle into the wax cylinder, right? So when Junior messes up, you know, they got to trash the thing over and over. And she's just doing this to mess with the white label owners and recording artists. Some brilliant performances in that film. I recommend everybody stream it on Netflix, and some great music by Ma Rainey. I mean, she also recorded with Thomas Dorsey and Louis Armstrong, you know, and I was ignorant. You know, I always figure you're older than me. I figure when I retire, I'll figure out jazz and the rest of the history of blues that I haven't gotten to yet. But this is in tribute to the great Ma Rainey. Prove it on me.
When out last night, had a terrific fight, everything seemed to go wrong. I looked up, to my surprise, the gal I was with was gone. Why she went, I don't know. I mean to follow everywhere she goes. Folks said I'm crooked, I didn't know where she took it. I want the whole world to know. They say I do it. Ain't nobody caught me. You got to prove it on me. Went out last night with a crowd of my friends. They must have been women, cause I don't like no men. It's true, I wear color. And a tie makes the wind go all the while. Cause the spell I do it, ain't nobody caught me. They sure got to prove it on me.
Prove It On Me by Ma Rainey. That's a heck of a track, Greg. Did you know that song?
I did not, but that's pretty astonishing info there, Jim. That was great.
Thank you. I did my homework.
That's it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org. To sponsor the show, email sponsor@soundopinions.org. Thanks for listening.